Last week, Jesus gave us the secret step-by-step recipe that we can use to become saints. And that step-by-step recipe is the Beatitudes. And not just the Beatitudes, but we could think of God's commandments. We could think of the Catechism of the Church. All these different rules that we have from Jesus. And they can seem very daunting. So Jesus adds to the recipe today some salt. He says, "You are the salt of the earth." So here he's trying to encourage us that we can embrace God's commandments. It is not daunting. And as salt adds flavor and enhances food, God's commandments and Beatitudes enhance our life. And as salt preserves food, especially during the time of Jesus, there was no refrigeration. So people used salt to preserve their food. And in that case, Jesus' commandments, his Beatitudes, preserve our lives, not just on this earth, but for all eternity. And salt does not preserve itself. As Jesus says, "You are the salt of the world." Salt preserves food. And salt, or God's commandment, should not only preserve our lives, our individual self, but preserve the lives of other people. And Jesus says, "You are the light of the world." We think of light and how light guides our steps and our actions. We can see what's going on around us, and then we have a sense of where we're going. And so it's also true that Jesus' light guides us. You first received the light of Christ in our baptism. And in the prayer that the deacon or priest said during that baptism, he was talking about how that light of Christ, which the child or the person receives, may be kept burning brightly throughout the whole life of the child, and that that person may run forth to meet the Christ. As we have lights, we can run forth to see things. When we have Jesus' light from our baptism, from every time we receive the Eucharist, that light is kept burning brightly and brightly when we're in the state of grace, when we're disposed and ready to receive Jesus. And by receiving him, then we can run forth towards heaven with great confidence. And also Jesus says, we don't just put the light in a bushel basket. We don't just cover the lights in the church. We don't just try to cover the clouds and get no light from the sun. That makes absolutely no sense. So Jesus says, it makes no sense when people cover themselves with a bushel basket. What does he mean here? People back then, they used bushel baskets to obtain food from their crops. And so somebody who's in the bushel basket, it's symbolic of being enclosed, kind of stuck in the ways of the world. Not to say that it's necessarily bad, but if somebody only thinks about work and material possessions and pleasures and even other people, that's the only thing that people think about and not about God, they're kind of stuck in that worldly way of life. So Jesus says to take off that bushel basket, not to hide the light of Christ, to put it on a lampstand so that people can see the light. So as we receive Jesus' light, he dispels the darkness of sin in our lives. We then ought to be like a prism, a mirror, to radiate that light, to reflect it back towards people so they can see his light. Jesus says that everyone can see the light, all people. So when we have the light of Christ, he's basically saying that's rooted in our identity, that we're Catholic, that we love our faith, we love Jesus' commandments, we love to speak about Jesus to our family and friends and to other people in the world. We're shining out his light. And Jesus also says that not only to reflect the light, but also in the good deeds that we do, that we practice what we preach. And the prophet Isaiah beautifully talks about that, to share our bread with the hungry, to shelter the oppressed and the homeless, to help the widow and those in need. So not just in our words, but also our actions, to help people physically and spiritually. And then lastly, Jesus talks about, you know, why we do all this. Why are we the salt of the earth? We preserve our lives, you know, for all eternity. Why are we the light of the world? Why do we receive Jesus' light, you know, in the Eucharist and baptism? Why do we share that light with other people? It's not to glorify ourselves. It's not to show off, you know, how smart we are with God's commandments, or how holy we are, or to seek, you know, gratitude, or to seek other people's, you know, gratitude and good words from them. Jesus says that we do everything to glorify our Heavenly Father. That's the point. And as St. Ignatius Loyola would often say, to do everything for the greater glory of God.